What's up, everybody? It is me, the OG Fig Kid, Thomas Montalto, one half of the Fig Guys, coming to you along with the hottest hot tag partner in the business.
We got to go over.
Yes, we're going.
There we go. Over, reach. Got it. All right. What's up, everybody? It's me. It's good old Mike B. Welcome to another awesome episode of Fig Guys. As always, we're here as your number one source for all your figure news, figure photos, figure fun. We got the number one figure photographer in the business, Matt Goldberg, joining us.
This is good stuff. Quite the title. Thank you.
What's up, buddy? Like, we're not going to call him a guest. He's just a friend of the show because he could just come in and sit in with us, just like Fig Vault. Like, we have friends who just like to sit here, and we love having them. So, how you doing, buddy?
It's great to see you guys. I know it's been a minute.
See you. Just want to wish you a congratulations in person since I, like, texted you and everything. So
yeah, thank you.
Big congratulations to you and the family over there.
Thanks. So,
It's
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. Still building furniture and everything.
So. Furniture for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Love it and hate it at the same time.
10 years, probably more than that.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you get a break, you know, for a few years in between.
You got to build your toys and then build some other toys.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It's the best, though. Yeah, man. You're going to have a blast. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Fun times.
For sure. But no, thanks for having me. You know, it's been a minute and always enjoy talking with you fellas. So.
Absolutely. So,
listen, we got a lot of things to discuss
on
this week's show. But before we get started, guys, if you don't know where to follow us by now, then what are you doing? Go to thefigguys.com. All of our links are there. Our social media, we're just at official Fig Guys on every social media you can find. So it's pretty easy. And if you want to listen to us as a podcast, you can do that too. We're the official Fig Guys on podcast. Just search Fig Guys on your favorite podcast platform and you'll find us. And leave us a 5-star review and a review too. If you haven't yet, please do it. Please. It really, really helps. Right, Matt?
Of course.
So
comment, subscribe, share, five stars, reviews. And in return, we give you awesome content. So that's the fair trade-off, right?
Yeah, that's
fair to me.
We're going to go a little backwards today, guys, because we're going to start off with the ringside roundup and go to the news secondly. So let's hit the ringside roundup. The Ringside Roundup is brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. When you're done listening to us talk about everything we talk about here today, head on over to Ringside Collectibles. And when you check out, you could use the code FIGGUYS and save yourself 10%. Who doesn't want to save 10%? I want to save 10%. Matt, do you want to save 10%?
Always.
So let's get into the news. This is a pretty big one to start off the show with today because Ringside, after last week's episode, I think it was on Wednesday, they showed a little video and the end was this image you see on the screen right here. It says unsanctioned classic superstars. And if you don't just watch the video and you actually read the description in below, it actually says they're going to be revealed tomorrow, the 26th, 4 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
I am ready because, like, let's speculate. I've tried to find out what this is. I ain't got no luck. they're like, you got to find out tomorrow. I'm like, all right, I'll find out tomorrow. But it doesn't stop us from speculating, right? Like, let's speculate. But before we do, let's say hi to the guys in the chat. We got Tyson in the chat. What's up, Tyson? We got Nick Storm.
Ooh.
What's up, Nick? It's Corbin B. What's up, Corbin? SLS Animations, let's go. And Joey Buds, what's up, Fig Guys? I made it live. It's about time, Joey Buds.
Yeah.
We love when Joey Buds is here.
I know that problem.
I know that problem, too.
Yeah.
So, Goldberg, tell me,
ooh,
when you see this video pop up on Ringside last week, I happened just to be on Instagram and I saw it pop up within a minute of it actually being posted. What did you think? What are your thoughts when you first see this video and it gets to the end and it says Ringside unsanctioned classic superstars?
You know, what's funny is I missed it at first until I forget. I think it was Wrestling Figure News who Justin who told me about. I was like, "What? What are you talking about?" And I saw it. I was like, "Oh man!" You know, like I don't know. I'm very excited. You know, I've been seeing some chatter about what people think it is, and you know, I'm trying not to get like my hopes up super high, so that way I am very excited once I know what it is. And you know, like I don't want to be like, oh, it's going to be this, and it's like, oh no, it's totally different than that. You know? But no, it's just the fact Classic Superstars in any capacity is coming back is really, really intriguing to say the least. So
yeah, and I'm gonna like show you what I just where's the other screen? Okay, I just brought this out because I want to speculate, and speculating's fun. But if you go back to Jax, this is Classic Superstars,
of course.
I just can't help but think, like, we're overthinking it. I think they're kind of continuing this line unsanctioned because it's not with Jax anymore. Yeah. Like, why would they use the same name if it's not something related to the classics, the original Classic Superstars?
Well, the thing on that note that I'm kind of hung up on is because Figures Toy Company has the molds of Jax, as far as I understand. So I don't know how that works, that because they're not using it anymore, would they have bought it from them to make their own Ruthless Aggression style? Or is it like, you know, I saw Justin was telling me that, I think as Kyle Peterson was doing a lot of speculation, he said that the unsanctioned goes along with Unrivaled and Unmatched. Ooh. And that Jeremy might be tied to this somehow, and that he's kind of teasing it in his book or something. So I don't know. I thought that was really interesting too, if that could happen. I don't, you know, we don't know how that works necessarily with, you know, I don't know if Jazzwares is part of this somehow or what, but I would love nothing more than Classic Superstars with modern day articulation. Like, that'd be fantastic. And I love the Jazzwares articulation. So that would be phenomenal. But like I said, I don't want to get myself super hyped and then say, oh, like, I'd still be fine with the Ruthless style. I just, I don't know, you know?
I listen, I'm not against it. I have tinfoil hats on, I have my tinfoil available, but you can't tease the name Classic Superstars and not expect everybody to instantly draw to that, especially if you've been in the game as long as us old heads have been. the idea of having Jeremy on board would be fantastic. And, you know, that something that didn't even cross my mind thinking about it, but the unsanctioned does fall in line with it. That is very, very good observation by Justin and you, by all means.
All credit goes to Kyle because he was the one who was mentioning that. So I'm just repeating, you know. But
well Kyle Peterson, man, we know you're good with the conspiracies. I'm very excited to see where this goes. Very interesting, though. I'm excited to see the announcement tomorrow. They did get the time for Fig Guys wrong for them to do the announcement, but we'll give them that. It's okay.
No, listen, I didn't even think Unrivaled, Unmatched, Unsanctioned.
I didn't either. Holy smokes, it makes sense.
And now, like, that's just tying Jeremy's babies together, maybe. Like, that would be cool.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, like you mentioned the articulation. There's something more playable about these, I think, than a Mattel or a Jazzwares. I think, this is a hot take, and I've been thinking about this over the last week. This is a really big hot take because I think LJNs and Big Rubber Guys are more playable. I think Mattel and Jazzwares are too articulated for a little kid to play with.
I can see where you're coming from.
When I'm playing with my LJNs, or like even these, like, there's just more imagination, but it works. Now, if I want to do a powerbomb with a Mattel figure, you could do it. You could absolutely do it, but it's going to take more work. You have to take Kevin Owens and fold his arms and then have the guy fold it up. And you want to do that in the middle of a match? Like, it's great for figure photography, but if I'm playing, I don't know if I want that much work while I'm playing.
I get it.
That's funny.
Listen, when you're a kid, you're not really, I mean, it depends on how studied you are into the craft of it all, but usually you're just mashing for the
Bone Crunchers for sure.
I'll tell you this, when they announce the unsanctioned tomorrow and they go on sale or pre-sale, because we don't even know what that's going to be, you could use code FIGUYS and save 10%. I've got a little more news, but we're working on finalizing getting Tom on from ringside next week to discuss this a little more. So
love that.
Whatever it is.
Hell yeah.
And trust me, I tried, but it was like pulling teeth. I couldn't get nothing out of it. So I just like, I'm like, I won't tell anybody. He's like, nope. I'm like, all right. So hey. I'm waiting to tomorrow. I can't wait for tomorrow. This is anytime there's a new line, it's fun. And when ringside's involved, it's even more fun.
For sure.
Absolutely. So, it's going to be interesting. I'm holding, as I do with all things wrestling related, I'm strapping back and enjoying the ride. I'm not going to speculate too hard because I don't want to be hurt.
Is this true?
Whoa. You guys in hit the 1K? Chat,
we just hit 1K subs.
Hell yeah.
Where's you, Nick? That's amazing. Thank you, Joey.
Yeah, pop, congratulations.
Pop a open this.
We were like, that's,
man. You need a bumper. Yeah, where is it?
I think I checked this morning and we were still at 995. So that's five today. So
hey, I'll take it.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's cool. Congratulations, Mike.
Yeah, congrats, fellas.
Just, hard
just
work.
Me. No.
Hard work pays off.
Hell yeah.
Bad times bad don't last.
It's right where I was going for it.
Always. It's so always. Good.
Yeah. Listen, I'm pumped. So pumped to see what they drop tomorrow. Hopefully it falls in line with modern day articulation. Sorry, Tom.
I could see why you want it. Like, listen, more is always better, right? Because you don't have to use the articulation.
I want cloth goods and good articulation. That's what I want.
Yeah. Real metal.
Because you want to take
real wood.
Exactly.
Metal.
I want a good fine. You know, it is.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I don't know how I feel about continuing on in that style anymore. Especially because it's so hard to give it up when Mattel got the line, because that was hard. Right.
Dude, I quit collecting. I didn't buy Mattels for like 2 years after they got the line because I was so in love with my classic superstars, like the legends and everything, and everybody they came out with. I didn't want Mattel until they started like I found a box with the Piper and Orton set and the Sheik and Volkoff. I don't even know how I got them. But like that was like 2 years later. Like my wife probably got them for me for Christmas. So like I was happy when I finally did start collecting. But I sold all my classic superstars and now I regret it because I wish I still had them. Any guesses as to why I saved this one, Mike?
Lou.
Yes.
How can you not save it? Because it's a great three pack.
It's a great three pack. If you look at the detail, like these are really good head scans on all three of them.
For sure.
Yeah. No, they had some killer ones. I loved the three packs. I thought the three packs was cool.
Those were Walmart, right? Weren't they? I think
they were a little all over the place. I found the Cactus Jack, Sabu, and Terry Funk one at a Spencer's ball places.
What? Really? Yeah.
Wow. I would have assumed we got this on ringside.
I would never guessed you to say that.
It surprised me too. They used to carry them for a little while, and I was like, "Oh,
I don't think I ever knew that."
I McFoley's my guy. I had to pick it up.
Hell yeah, that's a great three pack.
I mean, I still do have all my LJN style classic superstars, so
hell yeah.
Oh yeah,
I did not get rid of those.
Okay. So nice, you know.
I remember buying those at Toys R Us with my dad, and just learning about all those wrestlers with him because I was younger, not super young, but I was younger at the time. I'm like, I don't know who a lot of these people are, so I like learn who they were through him. And now, of course, I know who they are. But
it's cool.
But yeah, I missed that line.
I'd miss it too. It was fun.
And it makes you think though. Like, and I was thinking about this earlier today. What if Mattel ever loses the WWE license? Oh.
I don't think about that.
No, I don't. No. I can't even imagine who could get it that would make it better. Like, nobody.
It's very, very hard to, you know, hit that peak quality that we're getting now. And look how long it took Mattel to do it.
For real.
You know? Yeah. I'd be nervous to see the line drop from Mattel, man. Ooh.
Glad Matt's dad Bill taught him about classic wrestling. That's
hysterical. Yeah. That's, a lot of those guys were guys my dad grew up watching.
Does your dad walk through the house and bang his head on doors bleeding?
All the time. Oh. Security has to escort him everywhere. Yeah.
Just walk into the kitchen, all of a sudden security has to come in and walk him into the kitchen.
School pickups are very interesting. Yeah.
So anyway, excited tomorrow to see what
I want
to
know who they sign too, like, because you know, if you think of like Zombie and them, they're all, you know, and Mitch, you know, grappling, mix making all these people, it's like, why can't you know, Ringside or Jeremy and Ringside, whoever besides Ringside, if anybody's behind it, you know, like, why can't they do it too, you know? So,
well, we saw, I mean, Ringside already has done Road Warriors in the Bell to Bell. They've done Steiners, Danhausen. Right. So who knows? Like, and there's, but although this is making me think now, this is a fun conversation. Is WWE locking up all these guys into Legends deals so to kill the indie toy companies?
Ooh,
I mean,
good question. There's always going to be
business, you know.
Yeah, I think there's always going to be talent outside of the bubble, no matter what.
Yeah, but if anything, maybe the indie toy lines have pushed to help us get Mattel figures again.
Hell yeah!
Like, of these guys, like Demolition just signed a Legends deal thanks to me. I'll take a little bit of the credit. Hey, listen, I had that nice chat with Axe and Smash last year at WrestleCon where I was begging them to sign it. So I had to do something. I had to be like, you got to do it. We need new figures and you guys will make more money at these signings because more people will have your figures. And like, you could see the light bulb go on over Axe's head. So, and I don't know. I'll take some credit. I could give myself a little credit. Barry Horowitz to myself.
Hate yourself in the face. Demolition would do.
There you go. And listen, right, and those new Big Rubber guys, like version 2 of Demolition, I'm excited. I'm so excited. But yeah, I wonder if part of why WWE is doing so many Legends deals, saying, oh, there's a market for this because they see the indie toy line, so they're signing more people.
Business is business.
The more Legend figures, the better. I'll take it.
100%. I agree. But the more toy lines, the better too. Like, listen, we're getting big. I would love to see Big Rubber Guy strike a deal with WWE and release some current talent. How cool would that be?
That would be really cool.
And you know, can that happen? Sure, because go back to last week's episode with the Big Shots and look how that happened. Yeah. So you just never know what is possible. We saw the Junk Shop Door, you know, sign a deal to do some Hogan Poppies.
Yeah.
WWE branded. So you just never know. You just never know. We could hope. We could always hope. So but
you're getting me excited even more for this classic line now, to be honest.
I'm so excited.
Well, I'm here for it.
I'll have even less.
Hey, money. Even nice, you know, Road Warriors or whatever version they would do with them. Like,
yeah,
I'll take I'd all the Road Warrior figures. To get
nice stuff for them again. So
Macho Man again.
For sure. Yeah.
Like I said, there's always going to be unattainable talent that you can do some craziness with. So I'm here for it.
I just can't believe we never thought, like, the reason why we've seen the uptick in Legends contracts is because of all the indie toy lines and everything, but it makes a lot of sense when you think about it. It really does.
Absolutely. So,
let's jump back into the Ringside Roundup.
Stay tuned tomorrow.
Yeah.
What is it? 4 p.m.
Eastern, 1 p.m. Mountain. Is it Mountain Time, California? Pacific.
It's the Mountie time.
Listen, I'm in East Coast, so like to me, it's only Eastern. I don't need to pay attention to the rest of the stuff because everything always says the Eastern time zone first.
It does.
So you go to another country and it's like, listen, it's 7 p.m. Eastern now. Okay. So. All right. Let's move on next, Mike.
Yes. New in stock over at Ringside Collectibles is the WWE SummerSlam 2025 Elites. We're rocking here with Roman Reigns, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Charlotte Flair. And if you buy all four, you know the drill. You get to build yourself a William Regal. So damn good, man. The William Regal looks fantastic. Cannot wait to get these into the collection. It's so awesome, man.
The guy in Australia just says, even I operate by Eastern time zone. It's so true. It's so crazy. Listen, I feel privileged. I live in a capital time zone of the world. Oh, God. Matt, did you get this set yet?
Yes, I just got them in yesterday.
I need to order this set. This set is... I love the Build-A-Figure sets.
Me too.
I see the people ordering, like, the little Cartman... What the heck?
Yes. Cartman. Yeah, I need to get one of those, too.
I got to go online and order one of those. It'd be awesome if, like, Pro Wrestle and Tees could get a little micro varla made of him now.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect with the figure, wouldn't it? So...
For sure.
Micro brawler accessory. There's a first. They're like, these are so good. Also, brand new in stock. Coming soon. So sorry. I was jumping the gun. We got excited there, but coming soon. We got WWE Elite 116 with AJ Styles, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, Jade Cargill, Lexus King, and of course, Brian Pillman. It's a fantastic set. Can't wait to see Jade in Mattel form. She looks phenomenal, as well as Lexus King. Super popular.
Yeah, I'm excited for that AJ, too.
Yeah.
It looks like a great set. I love how they have the Randy Orton pose so well. Like, it's so makes me want a Randy Orton. And who needs another Randy Orton figure? I feel like if you have one, you have them all.
True.
Well, but, if you're buying, guess what? They got a brand new one coming out in this beautiful set.
So I love this set. I can't wait to get it in hand.
Hell yeah.
Me too.
And.
Ooh, yeah, you guys see it right here. We got the latest in the WWE Ultimate Edition line with Ultimate Edition 25 featuring the final boss, Soul Taker, The Rock. I almost said The Undertaker there, which is funny. Then we got Damian Priest and, of course, the greatest of the great, the great Muda. I'm so excited for this. I can't wait to get Muda in the hand.
I heard that these are shipping.
When it hits the coming soon on the news from ringside, they usually shipped within a couple of days. So
yeah,
so I have them pre-ordered. They should be here any day. Me too. I cannot wait.
I'm on back order, but we're great. We're doing
this is one of my most excited sets in a long time. Getting the final boss, a great Muda.
Yeah,
and then there's and nothing against Damian Priest, but when he's in there with the final boss and the great Muda, he's taking the back seat.
That's why. Look at him.
Yeah,
but you got that cool stellar figure. Purple Money in the Bank briefcase, and the entire ear looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. Perfect to go with your Ultimate Edition Mommy. You guys bought the ring from Mattel Creations. Boom. Thinking. Yeah. Always adding things together. It's a great figure, though. I love it.
It is. I'm very excited for those three, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I told Mike before we would text in, as soon as new Ultimates go up, I order them instantly. Like, instantly. Because I don't want to be behind on Ultimates. And I just get so disheartened when I see people posting pictures and I don't have it.
I get it. It
gives you brew time to think about,
your bad decisions.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I shouldn't have waited that long.
But I'm here.
Listen, I wish I had, didn't have to wait for anything, but with so many lines nowadays, you got to pick and choose with everything anymore.
I can't do it anymore either, honestly.
No.
It's killer.
Yep.
So, all right. Are you guys ready to move on to the news?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Boom.
All right. Well, we have some there's not much news today.
It's okay.
But we got some, and we got a biggie to talk about.
As Cody said so beautifully yesterday, we know what you guys want to talk about. We're getting nowhere.
Yes, we are. Let's start with this, though.
Ooh, yes. I'm always here for
that's a nice surprise.
News.
Yeah,
that was a very nice surprise. Check out the newest images of the Great Muda Superstars figure. Was not expected. Well, I was expecting it, but wasn't expecting it so soon. Let's put it that way. Both the regular and the chase come with an extra head. So we are technically getting a 4-in-1 here, which is pretty stellar. We got different kind of mists. We got a broken kendo stick. Fantastic image. Like, it's just amazing the amount of Muda they're pumping into our bloodstream right now. I'm loving it.
I can't wait to get. I love the Superstars. This line, so much fun. I still I'm getting excited. I think my Remcos from Powertown should be shipping soon too. So.
Oh, nice! I'm excited for those too.
I love these style of figures. I love that we're getting a great Muda. Let's go! Keep giving him to us.
All of it. Yeah, let's keep going. I'm with Nick Storm here too. That blue face paint really pops. Totally unexpected on the color scans. Like, so good.
Yeah, for those listening and not watching, it's a green makeup, a blue makeup, a white makeup, and a red makeup.
Ooh.
And I have no idea which comes with which. Which is the chase, which isn't. I could have figured it out.
Black is chase string.
Is the black? I thought it was
a black.
I
could be
the red was the chase.
Let me look it up because I feel stupid right now.
You're not stupid. It's just so much to keep track of.
It is a lot.
I get it.
Love the broken kendo stick as an accessory. Super
cool. That's really cool. We haven't seen a broken one.
Yeah, Chase is black.
Thanks.
Nice.
Chase is black. Okay. Yeah. I like that better because I know the red will find pretty easy. Hopefully we find a chase, but I love the red. But I need all four heads of this.
I do too.
I almost need four sets so I can display them all.
Yep. That's
It's like, what are you doing to me? I'm still looking for the Heart Foundation Superstars, though. So if anybody out there finds the Heart Foundation, slide into my DMs.
I'm with you there. You know,
yeah, never seen.
We favor our superstars in this chat.
Yes.
I love the line. I'm annoyed I've never seen that set ever with Cactus Jack and them. So
I hope maybe they'll pop up on Mattel Creations, maybe. Like,
that'd be nice.
Hopefully more Monday Night Wars do. So
yeah. I'm here for that. I would love to see some superstars over.
Corbin's got them. Creations.
It's Corbin B. Just so you know, I believe this week's show, but be true. It's so crazy.
Yeah, but not both colors, I don't think. Just
green. Yeah, no, I think it's just the one.
Yeah.
What? It's Corbin B. Hit me up. I need those.
Yeah, you just earned 3 best friends, Corbin.
Yeah. I just got the Cactus Jack, so if somebody needs the Cactus Jack, that's fine.
I need the Cactus Jack. You got Cactus Jack?
Yeah, well, somebody picked one up.
I have them only because some friends found for me, but I've never seen them in the 9 million Walmarts I've been to. So
yeah. Bogdan from one of the groups I'm in found them for me. So yeah, so that's why I got Cactus. So shout out him for finding it for me.
This is like an episode of Wrestling Figures Anonymous. You need Cactus, I got Cactus over here. You got so good. Do we know if these heads will fit?
I was kind of wondering that too. I've never tried.
They do.
Really?
They might be a little bulky.
I was going to say, are they a little balloony maybe?
But Corbin says that that the heads are a little too big, and I think they are bigger, the heads. So, and they're not as realistic as the Ultimate heads. They're like more toyish type figure. So, which I'm cool with because I love them. So
I do too.
There's some Superstars heads that I favor over the regular releases. So that.
I get that.
These are cool though. Can't wait.
They are cool. I can't wait for those.
Yeah.
You're what great. Else we got? I'm great. Matt's great. Luda's great. Nick's great. Everybody's great.
Hey.
Next up, we got some deal saving stuff going on here because over at Target, they're having a 20% off the entire WWE Legends figure line. So make sure you guys head on over to Target. Get your apps ready. Get your circle in and start buying some Legends to clear out so we can get more Legends.
Well, I have been waiting. Mike knows this. I always buy the Legends. I pre-order them, so I get them the day they come out. But then I reordered with the sale. I had to get myself another Dusty Ultimate. I'm trying, like, instead of buying them all up front, like, this is the longest they've ever made me wait for a sale. This is the first time I said I'm waiting for a sale to buy dupes, and it's like, I'm going to miss out. They're not going on sale. I almost was almost going to order them again without the sale because I was panicking. But I got myself another Dusty Rhodes. I ordered 2 Rick Rudes. I got the chase today, so now I can return.
Hell yeah.
Rick Rude.
All the other Rick Rudes.
Did you get a blonde Sid?
I do have both Sids. I have the light and dark, but I ordered another one today to see what the one I would open is, and I got another dark. So
all I've gotten are darks.
I've seen the darks.
Yeah. I think the lights were the very early on, and the darks like replaced it pretty quickly.
I bought it on eBay, so I have one, but I was so mad. I must have ordered like 10 of those freaking things.
Yeah,
I think it was a good return policy.
Yeah, thank you.
I think it was a very good, like, very early on for the pre-orders. Those people got them, and like I saw somebody looking for the dark who had the light, and I'm like, I only had the dark at the time, and I'm like, I'll trade you. Because I knew it was going to be harder to find the light. And I knew my Target had the dark. So
the light's like a legit chase. Like, that's how hard it is to find.
That's the way chases should be, though, right?
Yes, it should.
I don't have a problem with it. Like, I love that we could buy chases. I love that we could buy chases through Ringside from Mattel, but like, I hate that we cannot do it through Jazzwares, like from Ringside. You have to like do the mystery box thing. It's a little harder that way. But you know what? If you wait now, the Jazzwares ones seem to like drop in price pretty quickly.
Yeah, I learned that lesson bad. So I used to be stupid on them, and now I'm like, I'm just waiting. So,
you know, I think it's because we started with the line and they were like astronomical when they first came out. So we're like, $200 is not that bad. And then it's like, wait a minute, there's like thousands of Brandon Cutlers laying around now and they're like $30.
Right. And I feel like a moron. Yeah.
Yeah. And, listen, it happens.
A quick couple of news items before we get to the next one. Tomorrow, I believe it is, the Jazzwares Vault, the Hardys go on sale, the Ring of Honor Hardys.
Thank you.
Yeah, so everything. Head on over to the Jazzwares Vault tomorrow, order that awesome set. It's the Hardys, so if you want it, I'm going to suggest be ready when they go on sale.
Yeah.
Be ready. As well as, you know, the Demolition Big Rubber Guys, the 3-pack, which I mentioned earlier, up for pre-ordering now. And you do get, what's his name? Brian Adams, the singer, as the third Demolition member. So, but yeah, so, and now we'll jump into the big news, Mike.
Guys, if you didn't see the news, our good friend Steve from Mattel posted a nice little linksky in his social medias about the next crowdfund project from Mattel. We're talking cages. We're talking playsets. We're talking elimination chambers, Toonjami prisons, Hell in the Cell, and of course the authentic original steel cage match. You're able to vote for two. If you guys go head over to Action Figure Attack over on Instagram, the link is in the bio. Let's talk about it, guys. Let's discuss. Let's get our feelings out there.
Well, before we discuss, I want to take a little poll.
Yeah.
I want to know which two you all picked and if you voted only once or did you vote more than once.
Ooh.
We'll start with you, Matt. What did you pick for your two?
I did Hell in a Cell in the Modern Chamber.
Ooh, okay, Mike.
I picked this beautiful classic chamber and the Hell in a Cell as well.
See, I did the Hell in a Cell and the modern day steel cage.
Okay.
So I see there seems to be a running pattern here that everybody seems to be picking the Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
And then something different. Because I can't imagine the Hell in a Cell is not gonna win the vote. I need it. Oh, and yeah, let us know in the chat, too. Corbin picked a cell in the classic chamber. I mean, I'd be down for a chamber as well.
I'm cool with either or.
Yeah.
On the chamber aspect.
Know, I'm going to buy any of them regardless of what they think. But I personally want a modern chamber because they've never made it to scale ever.
Yeah, I agree
makes
with
sense.
That
makes sense.
I'm fortunate to have all the other ones. I mean, yeah. I guess the Punjabi one also wasn't to scale. It was the smaller ring, I think.
Yeah.
I remember, but
that would be the only one I do not need, and I will not buy it.
Yes,
I don't think it's going to win, so I don't think I have to worry about it. So, okay, let's see. We have people in the chat answering here. It is Kids Figs. We need a Hell in a Cell plus a steel cage. I agree. Joe M picked the cell and the classic chamber.
I like it.
The only one I don't need is the Punjabi prison. I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you, Corbin. And Nick Storm, Hell in a Cell in the classic chamber for me. Love the grates on the floor instead of the padding. I agree with that. That always looks so painful.
Yeah.
So listen, I do want a chamber too, but to me, just a steel cage would be so much fun. And just to let the people know, if, in case you haven't noticed, Steve answered on WrestleFig boards that it does not come with a ring. It's only the accessory.
Yeah.
So you're not paying for another ring.
I'm stoked about because it will lower the price of this as I don't need another ring.
I don't either.
Right. Well, listen, the new Raw ring was different enough that it was worth it.
Yeah.
And I hear they're using new ropes now, but I don't think it was on this
one
right now. That's what I heard Cardona saying they did with the new...
The new retro ring has plastic rope.
Right. Really? Right.
Yeah.
So and they look more like the WWE ropes.
They do, but there's no give to them. So there's no bounciness. So it's just a plastic hard.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting. They do look good, though. Man. Well, Steve also said that, the Blue Bar cage probably not happening anytime soon. I would assume they're going to pack ring skirts with these.
Yes.
Not specific ring skirts.
I agree 100%. I mean,
need it.
And maybe that's a tier. If you get to this many, then you get these ring skirts. Like, who knows? And that's a fun, like, give us one, but then you could add more into something. So,
100%. Which is good, though.
Wish Mankind didn't just come out because I think he and Undertaker
have
been great, but we already have them, so I don't know how different they would be to come out. So that's why I'm kind of stuck. It'd be cool to have a JR and Jerry Lawler, but obviously you can't do JR, so a Jerry Lawler Ultimate would be cool, I guess, to come with an announce table, but I don't know. I'm kind of stuck. Who makes sense to come with.
I had a cool idea with the Ultimate for the Mankind specifically is if you did a 2-in-1 where it's Cactus Jack and Mankind because he had the Hell in a Cell with Taker, the Hell in a Cell with Triple H, two of his most iconic matches. Good way to get a Cactus Jack in Ultimate form as well. So, and I think they could easily pull that off. You had two extra heads per persona. you know, give him a couple hands. You could switch up the decor on the Ultimate Mankind version, so he'll have like darker pants. Maybe, you know, there's enough wheels on the bus to get it going. I think Terry Funk is another Ultimate I would love to see with the Hell in the Cell with the removable shoe. Come on, we have to get the removable shoe. They can do it for Tony Storm. Let's do it for Terry Funk. Damn it. I think you could really play, like, pick two modern talent and then two, you know, old school talent, throw four Ultimates in it, slap a cage on it, sell the bad boy for $300. I think we'd all be pretty happy.
Dude, what if, like, give us Drew and Punk from this year's and two classic. Yeah. Give us the bloody versions.
I wish they,
you're not getting bloody versions anywhere else. You have to sign up for this. Like, yeah. I think that would sell more if you gave us bloody versions.
That'd be super cool.
Yeah, I like it. I think it'd be cool.
And it's Corbin in the chat. I feel like I'm talking to myself with this guy. For the Ultimate Cell, I'd want to see Ultimate Punk and Drew with their Ultimate Bloody Deco. 100%. That'd be cool. Dude, you better contact me about those Heart Foundation. Just the OG Fit Kid on Instagram. Go sign into my... Go send me a DM. PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. I'll send you a figure.
He's just going to leave the show and go message you.
That's it. I'll be right back, guys. Yeah. I got to take my phone off the thing so I can message him back.
Out of the four choices, like the Chamber debuted in 2002. Which I think it's a little more pushing towards collectability for younger audiences. Like growing up, you know, the Hell in the Cell debuted in 97.
Wow. 97? So
you got a big gap there.
Yeah.
For kid collectors, younger collectors, not necessarily kids. The Steel Cage has been around since the 30s, if you guys can believe.
Wow,
crazy.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
I just don't think the cage warrants a crowdfund.
Me neither. I think they could come out with much like they did with the Wicked Cool Toys ones.
Correct.
Sell them. They weren't even that expensive from Wicked Cool Toys. They're like $50, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If that, like,
I'd love a cage from them, but I just would rather they do something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
see, and I can't picture the cage being very expensive compared to some of these bigger ones.
Correct.
So maybe it's a 2-in-1.
And another thing is, though, too, is how many, like, who do we narrow down for Ultimates for the cage match? Because that's very vague. They could throw anybody into that and be true. Like, oh, it's a cage match.
Yeah, but right. You got to think of classic cage matchers. Like, and try and pick a moment. Like, you go back, like, I automatically, this is my 50-year-old mind, but I automatically, first thing I think of is Jimmy Snuka and Don Morocco.
Yeah,
and Snuka going to the top of the cage. Obviously, they're not making a Jimmy Snuka, unfortunately. I know,
it's just too bad.
But then you got Hogan and Orndorff from the Saturday night's main event where their feet both land. That was the blue cage, though, so that doesn't really count, right? So we can't go with that one. I got to think of the regular cage. Like, there's got to be something special about the regular cage, right? Let me ask you guys this. Let's talk classic.
It's a hard bowl.
Classic steel cage, right? I hated it when they started allowing pinfalls and submissions in it. Because growing up in New York, WWF was always you had to escape the cage to win. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I was so partial. Like, okay, that's cool. And then when they started allowing pinfalls and submissions, like, no, this is a cage match. You got to escape. Where do you guys stand on that?
I don't know. I think it depends on the situation. Depends on the match. Like, I love when there's a good beat 'em up steel cage match that only goes with a pinfall. Like, so those are usually good.
Yeah
but I do enjoy a good escape sometimes.
I do love, like, you always, the excitement of seeing a guy climb the cage to try and get to the other side, like,
yeah,
or somebody trying to get out of the door and they slamming him in, or like the Morocco and Snuka match. I don't think it's anything I've ever seen. I don't know if you know how that match ended, but Snuka whipped him into the ropes and the door opened and Morocco just went flying out by accident.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
it was the good times.
Yeah.
Another reason why I went with the classic Elimination Chamber is because, as good as the Jax real scale one is,
those
pods being on the sides always got on my nerves.
And the roof caves on mine. Like, I don't know if yours does. Yeah. And my cell... I don't know. Both of them need an up. Like, I'll gladly take updated versions of them.
For sure. And the cell from Jax is way more. It's probably one of the better of the three or four play sets. But the as much as the chamber was great, it was very, very, very cool. Like, easy falling apart on you.
For sure. I don't even use it really in pictures because the roof doesn't stay up.
Yeah. And it's just, it's weird. So I would love to see Mattel take a stab at any chamber.
So big though.
Yeah. God. But that's what I'm saying. I'm like the little kid in me. Like I want this done right. You know,
Grizzly Kid 4 asks a very important question. What if this doesn't get passed? Because basically we're choosing it where to go, where we go from here. I think this gets passes because the price point's not going to be as high as, say, a big stage.
Yeah.
I think these will get passed. It's basically, like, obviously a chamber is going to be more work than a Hell in a Cell. So that would cost more. So let's start with the Cell. It's going to pass. If it doesn't, if we vote for what we want and it doesn't pass, I don't know if we'd actually see.
I don't think so.
Another one. Yeah. I really don't.
If this doesn't make it, we're going to be stuck for either another 2 years or longer to wait for another crowdfund opportunity. And it's not going to look pretty.
No.
I promise you that. No. for what a crowdfund is, I mean, as we pulled through for that first one, I think we lost a really good opportunity when we didn't back the Nitro stage.
I'm so bummed we didn't get that thing.
Me too. Dude, especially with the Monday Night Wars.
Like, yes, exactly.
I don't think I've ever said it on here, but I backed the Nitro stage, even though I didn't want it, just for the future of crowdfunded projects.
Yeah.
And I could have used it as a stage. It didn't have to be. I didn't watch WCW. That stage meant nothing to me. I didn't want it. I still backed it. Because I wanted these projects to continue. So
I think if the Monday Night War line was first, I think if they were to offer the Nitro stage right now, it would probably get funded. But
100%. Yeah.
You know,
or at least have a better opportunity.
Right.
The other thing to mention too is Mattel's now, WWE now mentions the figure stuff on their shows. And I know they mentioned the Nitro stage the last week, that should have been announced way earlier than the last week. They should have announced it on Raw or SmackDown as soon as it went up and kept plugging it. Yeah. And I think that would have helped as well.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Crazy that the definitely the lack of advertising for these crowdfunders hurts tremendously.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
And I also feel like timing is always a weird thing. Like the Nitro stage was announced during WrestleMania weekend or whatever. People are spending $30,000 to go to Mania now, you're like, who wants to spend any more money, let alone on a toy?
Right.
You know,
can I tell you why? I still think that was better than Comic-Con weekend, because Comic-Con weekend, all the collectors who buy everything around. Yeah, so that's a bad weekend for it too. So maybe it needs to be moved to the fall.
I was thinking SummerSlam, a big pay-per-view tied around, that date, but also keep away from the other big things.
I think SummerSlam is just too close to Comic-Con that I think you need to go to September, October. I mean, SummerSlam is only a couple weeks after Comic-Con now, so it's still too close.
I think it's easier the mental spending, as long as it's not so.
Yeah, if you did it in September, everything's over. It's not quite Christmas yet. I think, and maybe if you did it in the fall, people might say, "Hey, that's what I want for Christmas." They're not getting it for Christmas that year, obviously, but that's another way to get it for people who want a big gift that don't want to spend the money on themselves.
I think a Comic-Con crowdfund is tough because there's, like you said, there's so many collectors and so many other lines. I of course collect other stuff, so it's a lot of money being dropped in general that week, which
it's scary. It's true. My question, we're talking figures, right? Let's four to six would be the sweet spot for any of these, I would assume, because you got six participants in the Elimination Chambers. Punjabi Prison. I mean, that's all you can make.
Those matches, the only figure that's even remotely interesting is Khali. You can't do Big Show. Like, he was one of the people in that match. Batista. We already got a few Batistas. Who won?
Yeah.
I don't need another Batista.
This one's got brown trunks. Hell yeah.
Right. There's not enough new people to be like, oh, yeah, the only way to get this. or something really unique about Batista to make it really desirable. Or Randy Orton was the other, or Jinder Mahal was another. Like, no, they're not going to push it, in my opinion. So
I don't think so either. Hell in the Cell-wise, I mean, you could even do, if they were that ballsy, to do like the Armageddon Hell in the Cell as a match in the playset itself. So you're getting, you know, Austin, Rock, Triple H,
and that'd be cool. Yeah.
That's huge. Rikishi ultimate would go so hard.
Yeah. I think. Is that when he fell in the hay or whatever?
Yeah. That could be a tier, right? You get the truck with a truck and with another 100 buys, you get the hay.
And I was like, he ruptured his spleen with that fall too. Like, wow. What a crazy,
yeah, that was a big fall.
That was a huge fall.
You know, I'm looking now at the pictures. Just looked at the modern chamber. Like, I like the classic one. The classic one is so much nicer.
This the modern one's odd. Like, both of them are.
The modern one's very tall
looking. Though. Yeah, which I like too, because like you got your RVD.
Yeah, really,
you know, jumping off the top, and you gotta have that space. Right. Another thing I didn't like about the Jax one was
it was so
short you couldn't stand figures on top of the pods. Oh,
I about that, yeah,
drives me nuts.
Man, if they could have also done this modern steel cage and packed it with a classic steel cage.
You know what? If they were going to do the cage, they might as well have just said War Game. And you did two cages.
One would have been cool for sure.
Yeah,
but then people need two rings, and you're assuming people have two rings.
True.
So
I have like 15. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You're limiting your market to people you could sell it to, and you want to be able to sell it. If somebody only got one ring, then they're out.
I don't know, but they also could have just built an awesome steel cage out of the playset, because it would have been able to convert. Because that would have been the overall sell. Is it's a 2-in-1, right? It's a cage match, or if you're a hardcore collector, you got two rings, you make it this big ass playset, which would have been cool. But I have no wrong about getting the steel cage.
Yeah, I'll be buying any of these, whatever.
Yeah, I'm with Matt on it. It doesn't need to be a crowdfund. I think it's too small of a piece, unless we get like an anchoring mechanism. I don't know. I don't know what else you could do with it.
I don't know. Like, what would just make it enticing enough to crowdfund it? You know? Like,
yeah.
That's what I get stuck on.
I'm going to buy two because I'm going to want to do War Games.
Yeah. Right. Put a Charles Robinson with it or something. I don't know.
Ooh, there you go. That's a great idea. But don't think about refs
too often.
Corbin says they have everybody from the Armageddon cell under contract. Taker, Triple H, Angle, Rock, Austin, and Rikishi.
Yeah. It's a perfect.
Yeah. That is
and some
perfect.
Cool gimmicks. Like, we don't have an American Badass Undertaker in ultimate form. I think was it a heel Rock too at the time, or heel Austin at the time?
I think heel Austin.
Yeah, it was heel Austin and Triple H, because there was a lot of cool potential with it, but a big scaled chamber plus six figures added into it. That's going to be $200
alone. If they did a chamber with six figures, that would be really cool.
Yeah, but that would also be like $500.
No, it wouldn't be that much.
I don't know.
Because remember, this thing doesn't need to light up like the stage and everything. It's just plastic molds that they could reuse for future projects as well.
Oh.
So.
See, this picture right here is beautiful. To be able to do this again.
Yeah.
Like, I
without the gimmicky, flippy roof
piece. And I think Mattel would also do a very, very nice job on that.
I'm sure they have breakaway parts and the walls would break too.
And you know, it's cool that if they did the Hell in a Cell, then they could always offer us like a red one down the line because it's already tooled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get different color cells. I don't know what the market would be for that. I'd probably buy a separate different color one. So
I'm always looking at like what Jack's going to do.
Right.
And I'm looking at this picture again. Height wasn't necessarily a big, big issue, but height was an issue, but also the length outside of the four. There's so much here, and like, what can they offer with it? Can we get four man? Could we get? I mean, like, an ultimate announce table would be pretty cool.
That's right. Jax did floor mats with them.
Yeah, and those were cool. That. Those were those little. Yeah, those were.
I
awesome.
Love that. Those I got floor mats.
You've seen my floor mats, haven't you, Mike?
You got the figure toy company one.
They're really
those
cool.
Ones are, they're fantastic, but like Jax cool. did it. Yeah, they give you like these cool little
like trapezoid pieces. Shaped.
Yeah,
yeah.
It worked out well. And that's another thing too. We won't have to necessarily have those pieces that made it connect to the ring that's too, true. which was cool and also not cool. You know what I mean? So
right. Is it what's not real? Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. This is just the catastrophe. I literally messaged Steve the second they put these up and I said, you guys have to be trolling with the Mujambi prison option because I don't know who would pick. Like, there's no appeal to me whatsoever.
I agree. I do not need this. I will not back it.
Yeah. So. Weird.
Yeah, it's so weird. Obscure.
It is. It is. And I haven't really heard many people who say they I think Hell in a Cell is gonna win hands down. I think that's what so people too. Want. That's yeah. what we need. But Grizzly Kid 4 has a great question. His question is if you could add another vote for a match type that would be what would it be? For me, the Ready to Rumble Triple Cage.
Dude, I wouldn't even Bat and I would totally buy that Ready to Rumble Triple Cage in a heartbeat. So
mine would be a Buried Alive match.
Ooh.
I've always wanted cool. something for that. So
that's yeah. a good one.
And nobody's done it. You know,
just a mound of dirt talked. With grass. Yeah. And, maybe a tractor to dump the dirt. Or
ooh,
whatever.
That'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be
cool. But. I'm trying to think of another match or something that I would want.
Money in the Bank. I would sure. love to see Mattel redo Loud Jackson.
Yeah.
Because that dude, we got so much mileage out of those scaffolding pieces.
I still use them.
They were so good. Oh, well, you got the whole over show with the droppable.
Yeah. You know, that was really cool. I forget I have that payment. Thing. I should start using that again.
Dude, it was
honest.
So fun. I used it for ladder matches. I used it for Money in the Bank. Yeah. Like, I used it for everything. Yeah. Mr. Kennedy's microphone drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, dude, that was a very, very fun place. That
for sure. I loved when Jax did all those. Those were.
It was cool.
Some of my best memories as a kid is finding those at Toys R Us and being so excited.
The big box.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
barely fit in the car to get home, yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. Easy. Yeah, so that would definitely be mine.
For sure.
Dude, Ultimate X would be cool. That would be awesome. I know wish we had some TNA option on the line.
Nick Storm said it a little earlier in the chat, but the Hardys have a new shirt up on WWE Shop. Yeah. Hardy Boy figures coming in the future more.
Yeah,
you can hope.
I read that they have plans to work with them more later this year or something. So I assume we're going to get stuff of them, which would be great.
That's cool.
That would sell a cage match.
Table, ladders, and chair set. There's my pick.
There you go.
You would have to do the scaffolding. Yeah, that would be cool though. I'd be down for it, man.
All the chairs, all the tables. Oh,
different ladders.
And ultimates of all of them.
Yeah.
Too bad Edge isn't there anymore. Oh, Christian. Yeah. But yeah.
The Dudleys are, though.
Right. That'd
be Dudleys and Hardys. I'd be down with that.
Dudleys and Hardys have had some killer cage matches, too.
Have they? I don't remember. Yeah.
Some SmackDown, some old school. But that's another thing. We don't have a SmackDown ring. I feel like that cage is so SmackDown orientated, too.
Yeah.
Every time I think about the steel cages, think about a SmackDown ring skirt underneath that.
Sure.
Blue ropes. Yeah. So it'd be cool. I'm excited. Guys, go vote.
I am very excited.
I'm very excited. I cannot wait. I can't wait for tomorrow to see like
what
the unsanctions are
going
to be. And we talked about this last week when Matt posted that video. Like I said, I predicted this event had something to do with the new next crowd fund. Because I'm like, what else could it be? And sure enough, he puts up the poll. And now I'm predicting at that event, we'll see some what wins and we'll see like a display of what won. Yeah. Like get an early
That's
prototype.
True. It ends Friday, right?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Should be interesting. Matt, you got the special package of packages.
I did. I'm wearing
tell us,
one right
tell
now.
Us about your package.
Excuse me.
Hey, that's a PG show.
That's for after hours.
Big guys after dark.
Yeah.
I actually have the Cody belt over here. Let me grab it real quick.
Sure. Whoa. I was actually reading the words to the Cody belt. Cody's theme song the other day. I never knew what the words really were.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
So I put it back in the package so it stays nice in my house.
But, yeah.
I got a Cody foam belt, and this was, you know, one of the clues as to what's going to be shown at Revealed on the 6th. So a lot of people have been saying Cody's WrestleMania outfit with the skull mask and everything.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll take it.
Cool. I think that makes the most sense personally.
Yeah.
So
enough for an announcement.
Right. You know what I'm guessing? Yeah. I'm guessing we're getting Mama Rhodes. That was her weight belt.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what other Cody they would really be like. What's worthy of a big announcement for Cody, you know? Must I mean, it's also when he won the belt. So
maybe it's going to be another like made to order.
I Cody? Think so. I
That'd
think
be cool. So,
yeah. That'd be cool.
Maybe it's Ultimate be this time around.
Exclusive, yeah. I imagine. So
yeah. That would be cool. I'd be here for a new updated Cody Ultimate or Elite.
The Rock Mania 40 Ultimate Edition just started shipping, so a Cody Mania 40 would make perfect sense to me. I agree. Next
that
time.
Makes sense.
That would be cool.
Ooh,
I like it. So we got some rumblings going on. Some good stuff coming our way. I'm looking forward to it. That's next week, right? March 6th.
Yeah, 2 days before.
Wow, dude, I like no track of time. That's crazy.
2 days before my birthday.
Happening.
My birthday is next Saturday, not this Saturday, the following Saturday.
What a beautiful, beautiful way to thing celebrate. Mattel to do.
Yeah.
I mean, for offering you an exclusive reveal day. 2 days before your birthday.
I got to send Steve a thank you for thinking of me. Like, I hope I get this package for free for my birthday. So.
Super cool though. I'm excited. Yeah, it's that time of year, you know, like we're out of that winter lull a little bit,
right? Yeah, and we're heading towards like WrestleMania where we're gonna see a ton of new reveals. It's an exciting couple of months for us. Like,
yeah,
got my birthday, I'm going to Vegas.
It's always expensive.
I'm going to Vegas, Matt. Talk about expensive. Oh, holy smokes.
Yeah, I can only
I don't even know if I'm going to Mania or not.
$30,000 for just the world, because that was expensive as hell.
I want to go so bad, but like the price just scares me.
Come for SummerSlam, dude.
SummerSlam seems way more doable than Mania. Although, being on Easter this year kind of just hampered all that.
I didn't realize that. That's interesting.
It sucks. Yeah, yeah. You'll get it. If they do it again when you have your kid, you're going to be like, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, next year, it's like earlier WrestleMania. I thought they were moving it towards the end of the month, but they moved it up again. It's like the 10th and 11th next year, 11th and 12th. So
I like early Mania.
Well, I could see why they need to do it later if it's on the East Coast. But I don't. Why did they move it for Vegas? Like, it wasn't going to be rainy. It wasn't going to be snowy. And it sure hell wasn't going to be like it was in Philadelphia last year when I was freezing my ass off sitting there watching night one.
They do what they need to do. That's why. It's spring break. You know, it was right there.
True.
A good time for that. Kids will be out of school. A lot of less haggling of. How do you feng shui your travel plans with your life plans? There's a science to it, I guarantee you. A lot more qualified people talking about it than us.
Listen, it shouldn't be Easter weekend. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I'll be there for 10 days, so I'm so looking forward to it. 10
days?
That scares me. 10 days is a long time.
It scares me, dude. How do you think I feel?
Oh, 10 hours is a long time in Vegas.
I'm visiting my friend who lives there for the first few days. I'm staying with him.
Oh, good.
And then I have all the wrestling stuff going on. I saved a couple of days for poker at the end. I will not gamble until the end.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. No.
It's what I said when I went out there for the cauliflower convention.
Cauliflower convention.
Yeah, and I remember we went to that for like 4 hours. That was it. The rest of it was spent taking over me.
Wow.
You have to while you're there.
Yeah, of course, man. It's a blast.
Oh, I'll see you there, SLS. Hit me up. Yeah. We'll hang out. Absolutely.
Yeah. SLS, it's always a pleasure, man.
Send me a message, dude. We'll hang out for sure. So
we need a collaboration of all the action figure content creators in one safe space.
Yeah,
I love that. Yeah,
hell yeah. Tom, what else we got? We got anything else?
No, that's it.
I just swore that we had this thing that we were going to announce.
Oh, I forgot about it. We have a contest winner to announce. Somebody's getting a $100 promo code.
Contest? Who approved this?
You did. Okay. We're giving away a $100 promo code to get Big Shots.
Awesome.
Where you could win a Big Shot of your own. You could use that $100 on anything you want. You could get a couple of the minis.
Yeah.
You could get...
But don't
you can get a mini in this, or you can get the 22-inch version. Like
22 inches is where it's at. All right, but those medium sized ones are fantastic.
I love the medium sized one.
Yeah,
which one's the medium? The Funk one. Okay,
so it's a little smaller
than that.
Well, they're not brawlers. I still have them set up. It was like I was ready to do this. they're not full size like the old the Hogan is right there, but they're a little smaller. So think about like the AEW ones, but much better quality.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because they're stiff. They're like they feel very velvety and
okay.
Get your Pepsi fill today.
Get your Pepsi fill right now. But are you ready for it?
Let's pick a winner for our contest.
Yeah, throw that main event thing out real quick. Let's do that because I know there's some people waiting. Boom. Everything you guys have been waiting here all hour and 1 minute for. We got you. It is the hot tag contest winner. We're having ChatGPT pick the winner. I got the list. This is everybody who commented on our post, followed us, followed Big Shots. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Are you ready? Matt, you give me the word. You're the guest.
Go.
Go. Boom. We're going. Analyzing. So analyzing. It looks fuzzy. It's great.
I love ChatGPT.
I didn't know it could even do that on there. So that's
dude,
cool.
ChatGPT can do anything. It's amazing.
It seems like it.
I sit there and have conversations with it.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Are we ready? The winner, the randomly selected winner of the Big Shots $100 promo code is Vin Collectibles over on Instagram. Vin, congratulations. We will reach out to you. Tell you all about it, how you can get your code, who you got to fight and pin 1, 2, 3, 4, because it's going to be me. No, it's not. congratulations, Vin. Thanks for entering our contest, man. Thank you, Big Shots.
Yeah.
For hooking it up to our awesome fan base out here.
And if you didn't see last week's episode with Adam, it was amazing. You should go back and watch it. There are some great stories there. Like, I posted some shorts and reels, which are fun, but like, watch that episode, and I had people reach out to me, and he's like, that guy gets it. Like, people really enjoyed it, and you want to support a guy like that. And a little peek behind the curtains. After we signed off here, we spoke for like 2+ hours or more. That guy is amazing. So
it was midnight for me and Tom, at least.
Go back and watch that episode, because, you know, he's just a good dude, and you want to support a guy like that, who's a wrestling fan. He got into this because he loved to wrestle on buddies as a kid. So just that's a awesome. Great, great story. It's so worth checking out last week's episode. Listen to it as a podcast when you're in your car, wherever you want to.
And go to getbigshots.com and get yourself some Big Shots, man. They got not just WWE.
And how about this? If you do want to go there, if you didn't win the $100, we have something for you, because you could use our code, the Fig Guys 10, and save 10% on your Big Shot. So
there you go.
That's pretty
cool.
Give
you a reason to go check them out.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Not only are they WWE, but they do UFC. They have Jay and Silent Bob. They have Cheech and Chong. Huh. You guys are looking for some cool little pop culture, buddy. It's not just wrestling. I mean, head on over to Get Big Shots. Thank you guys again for entering. Thank you, Big Shots, again for the $100 giveaway. So awesome. So grateful. So amazing, man. And congratulations to, forgot the guy's name already, Vin Collectibles. Good stuff, man.
Nick Storm is just dropping lines from the song Big Shot here.
Uptown Girl.
That's a wrong song.
In your limousine. Yeah,
and I happened to drop one line last week, quoted right from the song. I don't even know if anybody picked it up, but I'm not going to tell anybody what it is.
You said it to me right afterwards. And
I did. I
loved it. But this is great, man. I'm so excited. Guys, Friday. What is it? Friday? Thursday? Friday.
Today's Tuesday.
Friday, we figure out what we're getting for the crowdfund. Please support.
No, that's next Thursday, dude.
No, the crowdfund ends on the 28th.
But I think they're not going to announce it till the 6th.
Whatever. It ends on the 28th. Yeah.
So announce vote, it whenever you announce vote it. By the 28th.
Go vote.
Watch
the Mattel reveals. It's the only time reveals. I'm going to promote it. Go vote.
Go watch go the reveals vote, on please. Tuesday on
we,
the 6th.
We should have made stickers.
Excuse me.
We should have made stickers that said go vote.
I voted for
Hell in a Cell. No. Yeah, guys, go vote. Get your voice turned. Go pick out something you want to buy for your collection that's going to look stellar, because this is it. This is how we roll. This is how we make it happen.
Before we head out of here, Matt, tell us what you've been working on. What's in the works?
Oh, man. Working on a lot of shots for Ringside.
Any big projects coming up?
Not quite at the moment, I would say. I mean, I have plenty up in here that are on ice, but
I believe the last time you were on, I pretty much guessed your like big project. Remember?
Yeah. I've had to postpone some stuff, but yeah, you know, I'm always trying to work on new stuff, but
yeah,
nothing's coming to mind. Featured on really. Ringside.
That was posted with this yesterday, today.
Yeah.
Timeline's a little messy.
Yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
I don't even know what day it is anymore. But.
Let's talk about, because Tom, I don't even know how you didn't bring this up 5 times already. The Piper's pitch shots, man. The in-ring stuff is fantastic, as always, but this had some kind of magic to it. It was so captivating. I couldn't look away. With every little detail was there, from the coconut juice is coming out of the coconut to the way Piper was smirking as he's holding the microphone. Like, you absolutely smashed it, man.
He always does.
Thank you.
But here's my question, and I know you probably don't know the answer to this.
Thanks,
I went to the chat too. I went to the website a couple of times to get it because I need it, because it's Piper, and it's not on the website yet. What the heck is going on? Yeah.
They have the small one for Hasbros and Retros.
But no Mattel scale size.
I'll have to ask him. Try messaging him, though.
Last time I checked, I think they just blocked Tom's IP address. They knew he really wanted it.
Yeah, no, that was fun. You know, that was a really fun project that, he had come to me a long time ago for that, and he finally made it and then said, hey, can you, are you interested or whatever in shooting this? And it's going to be like on his little package, I think, for when you,
if I'm not mistaken. I need it.
But
I need it.
It's cool. I mean, I just absolutely love what that end of our community does with all the 3D printing. Like, it's just mind-blowing to me what people do with it. So, but yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it. That was fun. Oh,
love
it. Great shots. It was fun.
Yeah.
Like Mike said, it was something different because we're so used to the in-ring action. Any update on your Superstars pictures that would be given away as posters?
You know, that's a really good question. I actually inquired, I don't know, a few weeks ago, and I think it was supposed to be the end of this month, maybe, that they were going to be ready, but it might not be till next month. I'll have to follow up again, because I'm really eager to see those physically.
Dude, that was one of the coolest things ever, and the shots were just amazing, as usual.
Thank you. Yeah. It was a really fun, random project that came out. I would love to do more if they're open to it, honestly, if they're listening. But, but yeah, that was really fun.
Anything else you want to get in there before we head out of here, Matt?
Go vote.
Go vote. You
I want
to
crowdfund. Yeah. Do your job. Go.
He's got his Mattel Creations Uncle Sam hat on. Go vote.
And not only that, like not only go vote, but then back it.
Yes.
Yeah. Double down.
That's even more important. And we should make some real stickers of I back the.
We back the crowdfund. I'm here for it.
I have ideas. I've got some ideas rolling in the head now. So,
yes, please back this project. Like, we made it happen the first time, obviously not the second, but like we were saying earlier, if we don't back this, it's probably done. Like, I don't see them doing it again for a long time, if at all.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. The urgency is there this time. So if you guys missed out, Nitro stage wasn't my thing. I didn't like it. Time period. You got right. a hell of a gap here. You got from 1930 till present day to find something you like and are going to buy for your damn toy.
Why wouldn't you want some of those things, you know?
100%.
And I want them all. Honestly, I would gladly back any of them except for the Punjabi prison.
Yeah, I mean, back to back. It's very obscure. Yeah. Ali doesn't have like a big following here, at least, you know?
Yeah. They're not going to sell here. That's
right. Exactly.
You heard it here first.
It's not the demo, you know. So,
yeah.
But people will still complain afterwards. Like, how come you didn't? How are we to get it?
It's so true. But guys, Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they could follow you on social media before?
Follow me mainly on Instagram, MBG1211. That's where all my photography mainly lives. You could add me on my Facebook. I think it's MBG Films. 1211 is my profile. Then there's my Facebook page, MBG Films. X is Matt V. Goldberg and WrestleFig News for wrestling news. And
yeah, don't be tagging the wrong person. I don't know who did that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm the new guy we hired for social media. I don't know what he's doing.
Charles.
He's done.
Charles.
But I am on TikTok. I've only posted one video because I don't produce videos as often, but that's MBG Films. I think that's everything, but definitely follow me on Instagram. That's my favorite place to hang out with everybody. So
yeah,
it's a fun time. Instagram is the place to be if you're a wrestling figure collector. You can follow Matt, you can follow Mike, you can follow the Fig Guys, you can follow me, the OG Fig Kid, on Instagram. We are at Official Fig Guys everywhere, all over social media. We do update our TikTok, so you might want to check it out. You could check out our YouTube. Please, guys.
Yeah,
thank you guys for getting us to
1,000.
We've broken 1,000, man.
Thank you guys for getting us to 1,000. We really, really, really appreciate it.
A confetti cannon laying around, so I could be like, what, maybe we'll save that for next week.
Nicole's very thankful you don't.
No, she fun story about confetti cannons. Every New Year's, we usually pop one off. And like, you know, the kids go nuts for it. We did it 2 years ago, and we were like, this is it. We're never doing this again, because we kept finding confetti pieces. I was putting up my Christmas tree this year, and lo and behold, there's like 15 pieces of confetti. So word of the wise, make sure you're ready to clean after you use those damn things.
Did you say word to the wise or word to the wives?
Both. I mean, the wives are the wise, all right? I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the truth. That one.
He caught himself there. That's a good
one. We're just a bunch of blind leading the blind down here.
I mean, we're just playing with toys. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all we want to do.
Yeah, we got problems. We got real problems to deal with.
All right, guys. So until next week. Oh, and next week we will not be live. Yes, I have to work because it's my big birthday weekend the following weekend, and I have family coming in from out of town. I have a family dinner, so I had a trade to work Tuesday to get off on a Friday. So we'll have a special episode. Like I said, if you listened earlier, you'll know what we're trying to get done.
And if we don't, we're still going to have a great episode.
Yeah, no matter what, there'll be an episode next Tuesday at 7 p.m. right here on YouTube.
Yeah.
Where's the applause? Why does it always work for Mick Foley? Anyway.
Right here.
Oh, right here on YouTube.
See, my house is shaking from all the
applause. At least Matt laughed that time. So hey, we got a little bit
on screen.
Yeah, see?
What?
He got it. The thumbs up.
He's
got
to do it. It's not fair, right? How come we don't have fancy effects?
Because I'm using my iPhone, so.
The production on this guy's setup over here is through the roof.
Look, and I even put some ringside figures over here. I put the Defining Moments box over here.
You did?
I got some old ringside.
It looks great.
I got the tag team set here, so it's cool. My new podcasting area, I love it. I'm on I'll show Matt after my old, like, I have a old announcer's table with the blue tablecloth over it over here. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. So, but I guess that's it for now, guys. This was a blast. Matt, don't stay away so long next time. Sorry. Come back sooner.
Thanks for having me, of course.
Anytime, absolutely. Dude. We have our friends who we just like to rotate in and out, and we have to start getting more. Like, we got to get SLS on here. There's so many other people I want to get on here.
Get them on,
so, let's get them all.
Let's do it.
Get them all.
Yes.
So,
1,000 and above.
That's it. So until next week, from Matt, from Mike, for Tom.
Thanks for watching, Big Guys. Please like, follow, subscribe, and until next time.